Step in to the savory moment. Shh, or as the French say,
shoot, shoot.
There's a delicious benefit to poaching fish that you don't often hear about. A secret in plain sight. This secret isn't the fact that poaching is a healthier way to prepare salmon, nor is it that poaching yields an extremely moist and tender piece of fish. It is cooked in liquid, after all. It's also not the fact that this technique infuses salmon with flavor, the tang of wine, or the floral, woodsy taste of fresh herbs. Speaking of wine, choose a dry white variety for poaching, something that won't overpower the fish. Make a poaching liquid by combining the wine with water, milk, or even cream, onion and celery, aromatics like fresh herbs and peppercorns, and salt. Simmer for 30 minutes, then strain and cool. This is your bouillon, or as the French say,
bouillon, bouillon.
The starting temperature of your poaching bouillon is critical. It should be cool when you add the salmon and warmed slowly so the fish cooks evenly all the way through. Never let it boil. To ensure the fish ends up tender, the surface of the poaching liquid should merely shiver, or as the French say,
frisson, frisson.
When the salmon is done, transfer to a platter and look inside your pot. There is the secret.
Voila.
It's the poaching liquid left behind. Drizzle this ambrosial nectar over fork mashed potatoes, the salmon, and anything else on your plate. No mere bouillon now. It has undergone a flavor transformation, infused with rich seafood juices from the very fish it so tenderly cooked. Find the full recipe for wine-poached king salmon at savorymoment.org. From the studios of KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Beth Short Rhodes. Whatever is on your dinner table tonight, may you savor the moment.